A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This Friday, June the 18th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyabuye.
And I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And tonight on Live Talk, we have a special report. We will be talking about COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccine, and also looking at the life and legacy of the former president of Zambia, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. And also, we've also lost another icon in Zimbabwe. Chunda, tell us about that.
And that's Zimbabwe's longest serving Roman Catholic priest, Father Emmanuel Ribeiro, who was declared a national hero by President Emmerson Mnangagwa this afternoon. So we will also be taking a look at his legacy. But first, a look at the rising COVID-19 infections in Zimbabwe. Yesterday, Zimbabwe registered 7 deaths and 371 new COVID infections. That's a very, very big number, Marv, and the trend really in the past 3-4 days is worrying. Figures continue going up despite the country now having tightened things up, having tightened the lockdown.
Yes, Ntunga, and looking at the figures coming in from the Ministry of Health with the cumulative figures as of last year, March, yesterday they reported that Zimbabwe currently has 40,927 confirmed cases, including 37,109 recoveries, and unfortunately, 1,647 people have perished due to COVID-19. And we also took a look at the fact that Zimbabwe is now in the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccination program. And currently, they have vaccinated 698,953 people. Looking at going towards the herd immunity of 10 million people in Tunda.
Yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, the number of people who are being vaccinated every single day, the numbers are very low. For a country that's chasing a vaccination, a total of 10 million people by December. Yesterday, only 1,554 people received their first dose, while some 3,660 received their second. And you talk to any health expert, these doctors, they will tell you that they are really concerned about the number of infections going up, the number of vaccinations going down, and that target of 10 million people per, by December, they just don't see it happening. The situation is getting out of hand in many hotspots, in many areas. We know that Kariba is on lockdown, Karoo is on lockdown, Kwekwe as well remains on lockdown. And now the health ministry says that newly identified hotspots include Mangura, mm-hmm. Chinoy, Chidamoyo, those are in Mashonaland West. In Masingo district, there's Chirezi. Then in Bulawayo, there's Nkulumane, Emakandeni, and northern suburbs. Also in Mashonaland Central, there's Mount Darwin. Those are the hotspots that we have currently. Izo indawo ezichisayo kakhulu kulezi nsuku ngomkhuhlane where COVID-19 zona lezo. Ikaripa ivaliwe, ikaro ivaliwe, ikwekwelayo ivaliwe ngokwazi kwabanengi benu. Njalo uhulumende uthi kulezi nsuku indawo ezichisa kakhulu sigoqela iMankura, iChinoyi, iChidamoyo okuzindawo ezisemashonaland west. Kubuye njalo eMaswingo district kule Tshirenzi. Kuzothi koBulawayo kontuthu kule Nkulumane emakhandeni kanye lendawo ezisenyakatho yedolobho kuthiwa ngama-Northern Suburbs. Kanti ke eMashonaland Central kule Mount Darwin yiwo ama-hotspots, yizo indawo ezitshisayo nge-COVID-19 kulezi insuku. Izolo ababanjelwa umkhuhlane bangu-371, almost 400 abantu abatholakale bele COVID izolo. Kanti ke lingakhumbula kunyanga edluleyo kusiya ngemuva kunyanga ezimbili ezintathu bese kunganeno mpela ngelinye ilanga kungabi lo muntu otholakala elalo umkhuhlane. Kodwa kulezi nsuku usuqansa kakhulu. Ababhubhileyo izolo bayisikhombisa 7. Okukhuphule inani lasebebhubhile since i-corona ifike eZimbabwe laya ku-1,647. Kuthi asebebanjelwa umkhuhlane bona sebengu-40,927. Asebesilile bangu-37,109. Kanti abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane kathesi aba-infected abagulayo bengaba bengalalanga esibhedlela, abanye basezibhedlela, abanye basemakhaya. Bonke abalalo mkhuhlane kathesi sebengu-2,171. Maf.
Aiwa kunyawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa ndinokuchinganidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk icho tiri kukupai tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 musi wechishanu kudai June 18, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19 uyezve pamusoro penhomba adziri kudaiwa vanhu pari zvino dziri paphase 2 uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika apanyaya yenhau dzatakaona tichitambira iro svondo rino apo takaona vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeZambia vaKenneth Kaunda vachitisiya uyezve zvakare efata veRoma vane mukurumbira efather Emmanuel Ribeiro vachitisiya zvakare. Apo tiri kuona zvakare kuti hurumende yawanikwa iyo ichivagadza segamba renyika. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tisingatanga nokuti pari zvino denda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 riri kuenderera mberi uyezve bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pari zvino kubva March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 40,927 vabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19. Totarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu 37,109 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisawo zvakare kuti aiwa pane nhaurwa yekuti pane vanhu 1,647 vakashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti nyika pari zvino iri paphase 2 yekubaya nhomba dzeCOVID-19 uye pari zvino pane vanhu 698,953 vabayiwa nhomba idzodzi dzeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti munyika pari zvino tiri kuona kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzataurwa idzo nebazi rezveutano kuti dziri kuzivikanwa semahot spot, zvinoreva izvo kuti nzvimbo idzi dziri kuwana uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 huchikwira zuva nezuva uyezve dzadzoserwa zvakare kune aya anonzi marestrictive orders ekuti iwo nzvimbo dzakadai seKwekwe sekuona kwatiri kuita pari zvino yakavharwa. Tinotarisa zvakare nzvimbo dzakadai seMakombe, Hurungwe neKariba district kumashonaland west uko zviri kunzi zvakare ikoko ndokumwe ine hotspot irimo munyika. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura zvakawanda pamusoro pezviri kubuda panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19. Aiwa tinenge tachiva nemumwe munyarikani wedu wekutanga, munyarikani vanobva ivo vari paCanada apo vaRegis Vusango. Tichange tiri kuvaunza kuti timbonzwawo kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yekuti ivo sebato reZANU-PF vanoona sei kushaya kwava Kenneth Kaunda vaimbova ivo mutungamiri wenyika yeZambia. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much, Sister Marvelous, for inviting me.
So can you tell us, as ZANU-PF, how are you going to be remembering the legacy of the former president of Zambia, Kenneth Kaunda.
Thank you very much. I think we all know that the history of our country as they colonized the state, Zimbabwe, former Rhodesia. In Southern Africa, there was North Rhodesia and Southern Rhodesia. Zimbabwe was Southern Rhodesia. Zambia and Malawi were North and Nyasaland being part of the British colony. And as we know that in that part of Southern Africa, our brother, our father, our statesman, comrade Kenneth Dr. Kaunda, is the one who got independence in Zambia first. And he facilitated a way for all Southern African countries to gain their independence. We know that the Zipra forces, the Zandla forces, they all started in Zambia. We even know that Umkhonto weSizwe and the Zipra forces, they were training together with the facilitation of our father and our grandfather, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda in Zambia. We see that even our own liberation icons, like the former liberation icon Herbert Chepo, actually succumbed to a bomb and died in Zambia, where they were patronizing the liberation struggle under Zandla. All this was done in Zambia. So as the government today, the party and government has declared today a day of mourning. And our flags in our country, Zimbabwe, are flying at half mast today to remember all the work that was done by Dr. Kaunda. Without Dr. Kaunda, Zimbabwe was not going to achieve its independence. Today we are celebrating. Today we are free. We are a free nation because of his help, because of his involvement, because of his love as a pan-Africanist, a man who fought for our liberation struggle and also the liberation struggle of all other African countries who were liberated after Zambia. So to us as ZANU-PF and Dr. Kaunda, we have declared him a hero in our country as well, because he's been a hero who championed our lives today. We are where we are because of Dr. Kaunda. Thank you very much.
Thank you there, Mr. Charumbira. And Mav Vacharumbira Vataura Guti, Zimbabwe is also declared a period of mourning for Dr. Kaunda. And let me read that statement while we prepare to go to our next guest, and that's Reverend Hussein Spanda. Will be going to him shortly, but let me read that brief statement from President Mnangagwa. He said, following the demise of our region's last surviving elder statesman, a leader of the frontline states in the struggle against colonialism and founding president of the sister Republic of Zambia, the government of Zimbabwe has decided to declare 3 days of national mourning in honor of the dear departed. For the duration of these three days of mourning, which start today, Friday, the 18th, June 2021, flags will fly at half mast throughout the country. The government further encourages all religious organizations to pray for the late president and for Father Emmanuel Ribeiro, who also passed on yesterday. And taking it from there, with our next guest, Reverend Hussein Spanda. Good evening, Reverend Spanda, and let's dive in. I know you guys in the church know each other very well, although you may belong to different denominations. What kind of a person would you say Father Ribeiro was?
Well, thank you so much, Dungameli. Father Ribeiro was a social justice activist, social justice promoter. He was very practical and hands-on in issues of social justice. We knew him when we started Christian Alliance. He's part of the people that encouraged us But not only that, even later on, when we had challenges, there were times when we had to work with people who had been arrested and some people who needed shelter and were victims of violence. He was part of the people that was open and assisted us to actually assist those people. So during the liberation struggle, he was active, and post the liberation struggle, he was active as someone who believes and supports issues of social justice. So that's how we knew him, and that's how we have all respected him.
Sibone uMongameli Mnangagwa emupha inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe, i-national hero, okungangokuthi usezabekwa endaweni okulele khona amaqhawe emalibeni e-national heroes eka. Ungathini ngaleyo nhlonipho?
Ngiyabona ukuthi ngumuntu esingathi ye walisebenzela leli lizwe. Ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko wayencedisa inkokheli, ikanti njalo le independence yethu kuya isedlula. Umuntu obesebenzela isibako, ubesincedisa thina njenge-Christian Alliance. Umuntu esaqalisa ukukhuluma la isiqalisa inhlanganiso ye-Christian Alliance, njalo umuntu owayezihlupha kakhulu ngolulungelo loluntu, njalo engakhethi umhlobo, engakhethi ukuthi umbuvela kuliphi bandla. Ehlukuluzeka nxa abantu behlukuluzeka. Umuntu ke embona nxa sikhangelisisa, hayi ufanele sibili ukuphiwa ke leyo nhlonipho.
And we saw that you know, both political ends, people from the opposition, people from ZANU-PF, are praising him, are giving him praise. Clearly, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because he was a person who was concerned about issues of justice, issues of fairness across. Before independence, that's why everyone knew him. He worked with the liberation movements and its leaders, and beyond, after independence, he was again contributing to the welfare and development of Zimbabwe. But like I had mentioned, even at the level of 2000, you know, year 2000 and beyond, when there was opposition, he worked with everyone, even with civil society. We remember him very well when we had to assist people who were fleeing from political violence, that he assisted us to make sure that we shelter those people and so forth. So he was a man really who worked with everyone.
Isiye ngaseZambia kubo makhelwane lapho sibona ukuthi uDokotela Kenneth Kaunda la ekasekho, njalo bayalila emhlabeni jikelele, ezwekazi le-Afrika. Sibone uBotswana bekhipha impiko, oNamibia bayazila sebefaka amalanga athize, eZimbabwe sihlele amalanga amathathu. Kuqala nje namhla siyamkhalela, sikhalela iZambia kuze kufike ngesonto. Iyona iZambia ifaka amalanga kumbe amaviki amathathu lapho abazamkhalela khona. Nxa ukhangela imbali yakhe ayidlalayo, ikakhulu ekuphathiseni ele Zimbabwe kudaba lwenkululeko, ungathi wadlala indima eqakatheke okunganani ubaba uKaunda?
Ubaba uKaunda sonke siyakwazi ukuthi engekho ngabe lelizwe lele ngxenye asilalo. Ngumuntu owasebenza kakhulu, ekhangele uhlangothi lwabantu kakhulu abevela ngapha kithi emaNdebeleni, bengaphansi kwezaphu, babequma kalula abantu besiya eZambia. Njalo-ke siyakwazi ukuthi iZambia yahlupheka kakhulu, ithwele abantu bakithi. Siyakwazi isikhathi lalapho iZambia ibhonjwa ukuthi kasangabe ngumuntu wathi hayi njengoba sokunje ungcono linjani ibuyele, kodwa waqinisela, singathi wasacrifice kakhulu ilizwe lakhe. Isikhathi sakhe okwakumele ukuthi engxenye iZambia ibe iqhubekise iya phambili, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi babesincedisa thina njengeZimbabwe, bencedisa abalweli benkululeko yethu, iZambia yabuyela ngemuva. kunotheni yabuyela ngemuva ekulungisela ama industry yabo lezinye izinto bemelela ukuthi Zimbabwe layo ikhululeke ngakho ngani ngenxa yakhonokho singeke sakukhohlwa njalo siyakukhumbula ukuthi wasebenza ngendlela emangalisayo nxa njalo ngikhumbula thina sasebenza layo ngo-2008 into engaziwa ngabantu abaningi laphana sokuhlupha ama-results umgabe sesala ukuthi ukhishwa ama-results lezeki sala ukhipha ama-results siyakhumbula ukuthi sahamba saya kuye sambona waba ngomunye umuntu owancedisayo kakhulu esingathi kunegotiata izinto eziningi engemuva ngale kungakhanti khona kodwa wasebenza kakhulu ukusincedisa ukukhuluma labakhokheli abaningi ukwenzela ukuthi kuze kugcine kusiba layo yona i-GNU yona le esesilayo esaba layo ngaleso sikhathi.
Mhm. Siyabonga mfundisi. Lo salute uhlelo sizaqhubeka sizaphenduka kuwe kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Va Useni Sipanda. Ndi mfundisi Reverend Useni Sipanda Mav vanga vachitaura apo kuti anzi Father Ribeiro munhu angachidiwa nevanhu vakawanda saka ari kuchemwa nevanhu vese from the opposition side vemapato ari kupikisa uyezve vemapato ari kubato riri kutonga Rezanu PF vari kutaurawo kuti vari kuchemawo nemhuri yeZambia uyezve nemhuri yekwa Kaunda nekushayikwa kwavo anzi vakaunda munhu akabatsirana neZimbabwe zvikuru pakuiwanisa rusununguko nekuti hondo yairohwa nemagamba eZimbabwe ari ikoko.
Aiwa tiri pano tabva taona ivo vemapato anopikisa vabva vapinda tina vatsawanda jokora vebato reNDC Alliance vari chairman womuno muNorth America vajokora tinoona pane nhaurwa idzi dzatiri kutaura nyaya yekushaya kwava Kenneth Kaunda uyezve naFather Ribeiro imi sebato reNDC Alliance mungati munovarangarira sei vavira?
Awa ndotenda nekupiwa mukana tichiti makadii mhuri yeZimbabwe vakateerera tarasikirwa nemagamba maviri panguva imwe chete totanga namufundisi wedu Father Ribeiro takanzwa zvakawanda vakaita zvakawanda munguva yehondo yechimurenga munguva post independence vachibatsira vanhu vachibatsira varwi saka seMDC Alliance tinochema nevemhuri tinochema neveRoman Catholic Church tinochema nemhuri yese yeZimbabwe tichiti ngavazorore murunyararo vakarwa kurwa kwakasimba vakabatsira Zimbabwe kuti isvike pairi ipapa kozouyawo gamba guru vaKenneth Kaunda Comrade KK vatinoziva tese kuti ndo vanga vari mutungamiri weZambia kubva 1964 igamba rakarwa hondo chaizvo chaizvo vakarwa hondo vakasvika pekuti Zambia yakasununguka chandinonyanya kuvadira nekuvafarira kuti munhu akaita kuti vana veZambia vasanduke upenyu hwavo tinoziva tese tichigara muZimbabwe taitoona Zambia tichiisvora tichiita sei vakaunda vakakwanisa kuchinja nyika yeZambia kusvika pekuti yaregedzwawo tovaranga kuti akakundwa pasaru ndiye munhu wekutanga muafrica wokuti abva angobva musouthern africa akabva angobva zvisina mhirizhonga what we call democracy what zanu pf calls democracy and what zimbabweans call democracy is seen when you transfer power when you have lost elections the epitome of democracy the highest level of democracy everywhere is seen by a person who admits defeat who has been admitted and he will go down in history as one person who did that one person who accepted that he has lost an election and he transferred power peacefully. And that's something that we still have to see in Zimbabwe. Hopefully, our leaders in Zimbabwe, or so-called leaders in Zimbabwe, will learn something from the life of Comrade Kenneth Kaunda.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe we can bring in Mr. Musango of the ZANU-PF, but we also have Kudzai Samaita, who is someone who actually personally knew Father Ribeiro. But let's bring in ZANU-PF to just hear what they are saying in relation to what we are hearing Mr. Kawanda Dzokora saying right there. Mr. Musango, munotiine zvataurwa navadzokora vari kuti ivo vakaunda ndiye mumwe wavamwe vakakwanisa kuti pavakakundwa vabva vati ivo aiwa inini kwangu papera regai ndisiriwo vamwe vachitonga tingaone zvakadai zvichiitika here muZimbabwe.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, no, I think there's a misinterpretation and a misconception of the events. I know our friends from MDC, they cannot finish a sentence without involving ZANU-PF in everything they do. It shows failure of leadership, Mzukuru wangu Comrade Dzokora, on that part. We are talking about the efforts that these two comrades brought to our countries, to our region. And as far as you are talking about handing off power, we see that if you lose an election, yes, you have to hand over power. There is nobody who has not handed over power if they've lost an election. But I don't know what reference you are using. But as you know, every country has got a constitutional court. And those are the apparatus that we use in terms of making sure that the power is handed over to the right person who has won the votes. As far as Dr. Kaunda, when he lost the election to Comrade Chuluva, we know that Comrade Chuluva wanted to make him arrested. I don't know if you have that history. And they brought in the British police, who are in charge of findings of corruption. They came to Zambia, they spent so much time, they looked at all the books and the history and everything. They did all the audits, and they found out that Comrade Dr. Kaunda had not had even a single cent that he pocketed in his pocket. So what we are talking about, a man of integrity. We are talking about a man who was the people's as men, someone who was loved by the people, someone who contributed immensely to the region and to Africa as a whole, not only to the Zambian people. And in our country, we have the likes of those people as well. Even our president himself, he's been through all this. He's been there with Comrade Kaunda during the time when they were there in Zambia preparing for you and me today to debate freely about our country, Zimbabwe. So these are the achievements. These are the things that we are saying. As a leader, we need leaders who are not like Chamisa, who are not selfish. Leaders who are there for the people. Look at our people now in Zimbabwe. We are happy for Mvudza. People have harvested. People are eating. Their bellies now are full because the president has brought wisdom to the people. That legacy of Mvudza, the legacy that you have seen today, I think you agree with me that Father Emmanuel has been declared a hero. You have no problem with that. But who has done that? You have no problem with our flags flying half-mast today because our president has given an honor to the late revolutionarist Comrade K.K. Kaunda today. And you have no problem with that. These are things that are actually going to be found in our archives as Zimbabweans. But I don't see any archive of Chamisa. Someone spoke just now, another reverend was speaking about Father Emmanuel as he was a human rights advocate. We are here today as a country because before independence, we were not allowed to travel to other certain parts of Zimbabwe, which was Rhodesia. And people like Father Emmanuel are the people who championed our independence. When he made sure that Comrade Mugabe and Comrade Tekere cross over to Mozambique, he facilitated all that. He has done immensely. You and me, we studied Shona in our country. I'm sure you wrote all for Shona. There are some of the novels that Father Emmanuel has written for us, to children of Zimbabwe, to use on our ordinary level. If you are a Catholic, you know for sure that Father Emmanuel is the one who composed most of the Shona and Ndebele Catholic songs in our country. This is what we are talking about. We are talking about people who are patriarchs, people who leave a legacy, not a legacy of division. Your party, MDC, has fallen apart.
There's nothing left on MDC. Everything is falling apart. This is where we are saying, stop and relax and pick up your bit of your past. Reorganize your party. Do not blame the next door for the problems of your home. It is a human, it is Zimbabwean. That we know for sure that as a father, if I'm not able to provide for my family, I shall not go to my neighbor and say they are the ones who are making me not to provide. I should get up in the morning and look after my family. MDC Chamisa should understand what he has done for the party to be where it is. There is no legacy there. But in Zambia, one thing for sure is that 2023, ED fair. ED will be the leader until 2028. And you know that it's going to happen. No matter what, we have done our campaigns. We have done our underground campaigning. We've been campaigning. Fumvuza was part of campaigning. We've been doing everything possible all along. Our party is not falling apart, but we've been putting the party together from 2017, 2018 election up to today into 2023. We have already started campaigning. We have not stopped. We're feeding Zimbabweans. We are bringing development. We are starting to bring jobs into our country. And all that is part of the legacy that Comrade Edi Mnangagwa is going to leave for Zimbabwe. I thank you.
Mr. Jokora, maybe you may come in before we bring in Mr. Samaita.
Yeah, it's embarrassing if someone has to come in and defend and talk about jobs, that are being created by Mnangagwa, and talk about the legacy that Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to create. 95% of Zimbabweans are not going to work as we are speaking. Zimbabwe is reeking with poverty. I don't know which Zimbabwe is he talking about. We don't have any infrastructure. People are suffering in Zimbabwe. We might have to change the meaning of the word suffering by what we are seeing and by what people in Zimbabwe are experiencing. I don't even want to waste time to try and rebut what he's saying, because he knows that he is lying. He is lying. There's nothing that is going on in Zimbabwe that can be talked about in reference to Emmerson Mnangagwa. The most embarrassing part of my friend is that in his discussion, I was sticking here, he mentioned Chamisa 11 times. 11 times. And Emma mentioned Emmerson Mnangagwa 3 times. Zvinongona dzauti muri kurwadziwa naChamisa. Hanzi ane bora ndiye anomakwa. Zvino mukarwadziwa naChamisa hamupore. Unotaura zvemaelections apa unotaura Emmerson Mnangagwa. Emmerson Mnangagwa never won an election. He never won an election. Even today, we can ask you by how many votes did Emmerson Mnangagwa win the 2018 elections? We don't know. We can't even talk about that. So let's move on and discuss about other things. We are here to talk about a legend. We are here to talk about a hero, a true hero, a true son of the soil, a man who helped not only Zimbabwe, but all the so-called frontline states. That's the life we should be celebrating. That's the man we should be talking about. When I mentioned Zimbabwe, I was just mentioning Zimbabwe in passing, that we should take a leaf, we should learn, we should emulate what we saw in Zambia. We, as Zimbabweans, wish to see what happened in Zambia happening in Zimbabwe. And I know what I'm saying is advocated by millions of Zimbabweans. We want to see change in Zimbabwe. We want to see the leadership in Zimbabwe accepting defeat when they have lost an election.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And Tunga, we now have Kudzai Samaita, who's actually proficient also in Ndebele, so you may go ahead. And he personally knew the late Father Ndebele.
Samaita siya kwamukela kuhlelo lapha. Ungasitshela ngo Father Ndebele ukuthi njengoba ubumazi bengumuntu onjani?
Awu, siyabonga kakhulu. Father Ndebele wayengumuntu olothando ebantwini, wayengumuntu owayezinikele ukuthi esebenzele not only ibandla kodwa esebenzele ilizwe. Kulezinye zezinto abantu abangakaziqambi ngaye uFather Ndebele. Lingakhangela i-national anthem leyane yeZimbabwe yenziwa ukuthi ibe yi-tune enjengengoma zeRoma njengoba wayengumhlabelelo omkhulu. So ungalalela i-national anthem yeZimbabwe, i-tune yakhona noma ngabe yakhompozwa ngumtshayiro babe ncedisana la uFather Ribeiro. Father Ribeiro nguye wabuya le tune, so ungahlabela i-national anthem leyana vele ingazathi ingoma yaseRoma. Okwesibili ke futhi uFather Ribeiro ungomunye wabantu abenza i-design yeflag yelizwe leZimbabwe enjengoba ekhona phana enjalo nje. Lokunye futhi okungaba khona ukuthi ube ngufather osekhulile kakhulu, nguye obenguye oyi-most senior kuma-diocesan priests, not only kusifunda bishop saseHarare kodwa elizweni lonke jikelele leZimbabwe. Abantu afunda labo sokusela abathathu khathese iHarare isisele lo Father Chifea, isisele lo Father Makusha, lo Father Mishi. Omunye wayephambili kwabo osanda kutshona wayeseBotswana uBishop Boniface Tsusa Sikhalekhosi. Lo munye futhi wayephambidlana kwabo uMonsignor Bernard Ndlovu owagcotshwa ngo-1958 ku-Archdiocese yakoBulawayo.
Ngembali yakhe ngendlela oyilonda ngayo kukumangalisa ukuthi uphiwe inhlonipho yokuba liqhawe lesizwe.
Hayi, bekungasuze kube yinto emangalisayo vele ukuthi athole izicoco ezinhle kanjalo ngomsebenzi awenzayo. Mina ngaye ngahlala la ephansi, umuntu esengengadriver laye sibhodabhoda endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. UFather Ribeiro wasebenza kakhulu, so lezo zicoco vele ube zideserva. Ikanti-ke njengoba elikholwa ikakhulukazi njengoba engumpriste webandla laseRoma. Into engiyikhangeleleyo mina ukuthi kasoze yebekwa eHeroes Acre, kumele ukuthi elala eChishawasha lapho kulele khona abafowabo njengo father. Into azayijabulela kakhulu ukuthi aphiwe izicoco zokungena ezulwini rather than izicoco zokusebenzela ilizwe, ngoba vele kungumsebenzi wakhe azinikela ngawo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu lapho Samaita. Mav, back to you.
Aiwa, tinoona kuti vasamaita ini manga muri kutoziva Father Ribeiro ava personally mukanyatsotudza kuti munovaziva sei uyezve mukereke yeRoma muchavarangarira sei.
Father Ribeiro vasiya mark mukurarama kwavo, vatisiyira nziyo dzakawanda stereki zvikuru kwazvo. Inini hangu personally ndinonyanya kufarira Mwari ngaarumbidzwe inova munamato mukuru weRoma. Uye imwe maki yatasirwa isusuwo semaRoma ndeyekuti tune yenziyo dzavo inova Chishawasha beat vakaiisa futi kunational anthem yenyika yedu. Saka mukateerera national anthem yenyika yedu iya yeZimbabwe, munogona kutopinza kangoma netuhosho tweRoma. Vakatisiyira tune iyoyo, vakatigadzirira zvakare flag yenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Father Ribeiro vakashanda zvikuru kwazvo munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka isusu semaRoma takasiyirwa zvizhinji, uye vaiencourage vanhu kuti ngavafarire kuimba vachitiwo mukasadzidzira kuimba pano kudenga kunonodi. Zvizhinji zvatakasiyirwa naFather Ribeiro, and it will be very difficult kubadza nzvimbo yavo yavasiya.
Taona vachipiwa ivo rukudzo rwekuti vachanoradzikwa kunzvimbo kumarinda eHeroes Acre. Munoona sei rukudzo urwu? Iyezve tiri kuona kuti vari kufarirwa nemativi ese, ingave iri bato riri kutonga pari zvino reMBC reZANU-PF, uyezve nevanopikisa veMBC Alliance nevamwewo mapato ari munyika. Munozviona sei izvi?
Zvakanaka fani kuti vapuhwe rukudzo rwekuitwa hiro, asi sekuziva kwangu inini munhu wafata agara munhu akashevedzerwa kuti azoshandira vanhu. Saka ivo pavari Father Ribeiro iko zvino havasi kukoshesa kupuwa uhiro uhu, asi isu semakristo uhiro unoda kukodzera kunotenderwa kupinda umambo hwedenga. Naizvozvo sekuona kwangu ndinoona sekuti vanonoradzikwa kuChishawasha, kunova ndiko kwakaradzikwa vamwe vavo mamwe mafata. Mukarangarira a few years ago sekuru Patrick Chakaipa, vanova vakabatsirwa pakugadzirwa ordination yavo yekuita fata kumhondoro vakabatsirwa naFather Ribeiro. Sekuru Patrick Fani Chakaipa pavakashayika vakapuhwawo futi hero status, asi nekuda kwekuti vanga vari mupriste vari bishop vedu vakanoradzikwa kuChishawasha. Naizvozvo ndinoona sekuti vangaitwa havo hero kuvanhu asi isu kuchechi tinonovaradzika kuti shawasha ndoona sekudaro uyezve tinetingonamatira kuti dai mwari vavatendera kuti vapinde kumambo wedenga
imi zvii zvamungarangarire semunhu wamainyatsoziva wamakaona zvamungatiini zvamuchanyatsowanikwa muchizorwadziwa nekuti vazhinji vanoti aiwa ndifata vedu tinongovaziva vari fata vaitinamatira vaiita zvekuimba asi ini pachezvenyu semunhu wamakambonyatsogara naye muchimuona zvii zvamucharangarira
ndichanyanyorangarira wisdom sekuru vaive very wise vaive munhu aive necash talk vaikuudza zvazviri vachikuudza kuti indiri munhu mukuru ndaona zvakawanda mufano saka ndakadzidziswa kubika tea Father Ribeiro vaifarira tea vaiti ukavaitira tea vokuudza kuti shamwari tea yako imbodza tanga waboilisa mvura yako woisa mvura inopisa mukapu yombogara kusvika kapu yapisa kana kapu yako ichinge yapisa wozoti woisa masamba wozoti woisa tea yako ine masamba aboiliswa pamwe chete nemvura otherwise inenge iri mbodza uye vakatidzidzisa futi kudya zvechivanhu chikafu chiri traditional sekuru Ribeiro vaisadya zvemakfc zvizvimatakeaway vaifarira traditional food saka ndakadzidza zvizhinji zvakawanda kubva kwavari the list would be endless
I'm seeing an exchange here between government spokesperson Nick Mangwana and Walter Mzembe, the former ZANU-PF minister.
Yes.
Saka as Nawa Mangwana vaisa picture ya Father Ribeiro, then he tweeted anzi he's a national hero. Saka Mzembe manje zabva zapindura zvikanzi national hero weiko muzukuru mota zisafata kupinda denga regai sumaroma tivigane pachitendero chedu that's an interesting exchange there between Walter Mzembe and Nick Mangwana but we also have another guest here Vam Tulisi Hanana timbonzwa kuti ivo vari kuti chine nyaya yekuzambia iyi nyaya yekushayikwa kwavakaunda mnumzana Hanana ngiyakwamukela kuhle isitshone kuhle sile themba batshone kuhle labo abalaleli siyazi abaningi baphakathi kokulila bakhalela uFather Ribeiro bakhalela ubaba uKaunda sike saxoxa kuhlelo lwekuseni lawe ngokutshona kwakhe ubaba uKaunda uza mkhumbula ngani kahle kahle nxa sikhangela indima ayidlalayo kuliberation
ngizamkhumbula kakhulu ngakho ubaba uKaunda ukuthi ube ngumuntu obethanda abantu ikakhulu abantu abamnyama abezwe kazi leAfrika ukuzananzelela ukuthi umthwalo kade uphethwe iZambia ngesikhathi iZimbabwe iSouth Africa kanye leNamibia Angola zingakakhululeki ubungumthwalo onzima bebebhonjwa lempi ekade ingaso yabo ibisenza ukuthi khona balahlekelwe imali eningi okungangokuthi uKaunda ubelesizathu eziningi ezingenza ukuthi angasekeli ukukhululeka kwamanye amazwe aqakathekise ukunanza izizwalwane zeZambia kuphela kodwa wakwala lokho wathi alubana abanye bengakhululekanga kutsho ukuthi le nkululeko yeZambia akayitsho lutho yiso isiqokoqela mina engizamkhumbula ngazo okwesibili sizananzelela ukuthi uthe sedliwe ukhetho luka-1991 ukazange alele embusweni akazange athumele amasosha akazange atshaye abantu uvumile wamukela intando kaZulu noma sehlukuluziwe ngusiluba lo obusenyemva kwakhe sinanzelela ukuthi uwenelisile ukuba ngumuntu olothando oxolelayo waba ngubaba wabantu bonke beZambia ikuhlanganela labona labo akade beke bamhlukuluza ngaleso sikhathi yikho mina ukuthatha khonokho engizawukhumbula kakhulu ngobaba uKaunda
ube ngomuntu ophatheke njalo kumkhankaso wokuqeda umkhuhlane wengculaza i-HIV AIDS ngoba indodana yakhe yabulawa yilo mkhuhlane ngo-1986. Wasephatheka kakhulu kumzabalazo wokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane ikakhulu ezwekazi le-Afrika. Ungathi uchiye edlale indima bani kumzabalazo wokulwisana nalo mkhuhlane ezwekazi?
Ungananzelela ubaba uKhawunda ubethi nxa ekhuluma nabakhuluma khona ubunyeza ukuthi kukhuluma umuntu olamandla kumbe umuntu oke wabusa kumbe umuntu oqakatheke kangaka. Ubekhuluma nje angani ngubaba ekhuluma nabantwana bakhe, ubekhuluma ngani ngokhulu okhuluma labazukulu bakhe, okwenzela ukuthi umbiko kade udlulisa ubulula ukuthi abantu bawamukele, ubulula ngoba bebekhuluma betshelwa ngumuntu ozwelana labo, ikakhulu nxa esipha lo mzekeliso ukuthi lweyakhe indodana ihambe ngalowo mkhuhlane. Amanye ama-president umbabanye abantu abalamandla angikholwa ukuthi bebengaba lesibindi sokukhuluma ukuthi hayi umntwana uhambe ngalo mkhuhlane. Engibakhumbula benze njalo ngobaba uKhawunda nobaba uJoshua Mkabo, yibo engibakhumbula besisho ukuthi hayi owami umntwana uhambe ngawo. I'm not sure ukuthi uMandela wakwenza yini, angilashuwa kodwa ungathi la ngibona ngani wakwenza. Nxa abakhokheli benze njalo umbiko uyamemetheka, umkhankaso wokulwisana legciwane leli uyahamba sibulumbiko wakhona, umkhankaso ube lempumela ngoba abantu bebona ukuthi umkhuhlane kawukhethi, uyachaya ngale kopresident uchaye ngapha. So khona okuyana lichaza elihle lesibonelo lomzekeliso omuhle owenziwe ngobaba uKhawunda. Kule mali eningi kakhulu echithwe even iKhawunda Foundation belisana nalo mkhuhlane, uzananzelela ukuthi ama-statistics akhona ngenani labantu abalo mkhuhlane lo ekhulwini eZambia ungakhangela compared to oSwaziland, oZimbabwe leSouth Africa, inani lakhona liphansi, okutshengisela ukuthi iqhaza lendima yokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane uwubambile sibili ubaba uKhawunda wawufeza kakuhle.
Aha, hayi uyibeka kuhle lapho mnumzana Hanana. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuba lawe kuhlelo.
Siyabonga.
Aha, maf abondiba mthulisi Hanana banorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Saka tangachi kurukura nenyaya kuti vaKhawunda vana kubatsira chete pa nyaya yekurwisa utongi hweudzvanyiriri hwevarungu, asi vakabatsira zvekare pakurwisa chirwere cheHIV AIDS nekuti mwanakomana wavo akaurawa nechine utachiwana uhu muna 1986. Vakabva vabuda pachena vachitaura kuti aiwa tine dambudziko mwanangu aurawa neHIV, saka ndakupidza mucampaign yekurwisana neutachiwana uhu.
Aiwa, izvi zvinhu zvakakosha chaizvo. Regai timbodzokera kune the NBC Alliance maybe it's not PS meeting where the updates gana ne it's a sudden 10 minutes chete Timbons wakuti Ivo Sevan Warpita Oshe Matonge go enika Jija Tingati Zimbabwe Inga Zidze Uvasha Tukona Shakaitwa Nava Kenneth Kaunda Rigaitange Nava Jokora Vajokora Mava Pachirongwa Shakare Tandatu Kunzwa Ponchunga Saura Iye Kuti vakaunda vakawanikwa ivo vachitaura mamiriro akange akaita utsano hwemwana wavo akashaika kubva kudenda reHIV neAIDS. Tingaone zvakadai zvichiitwa here nevazhinji muAfrica nyanya, nekuti tinoona kuti kunyange president vakarwara chaizvo apataudo tiri zvipidzi.
Yes, sevana veZimbabwe, in fact regaintoti sevana veAfrica, we have a lot to learn from the life of our comrade KK President Kenneth Kaunda. Kubva kuma 1960s, 1964, 65, 66, as soon as he got independence from the British, he embarked on a process to make sure that other countries around him were also free. And he assisted in many ways than one. He assisted the Zimbabweans, South Africa against apartheid, Mozambique, Angola, Namibia, and all the other countries that were around him. He was not selfish. If we as Africans and as African leaders can just take a small leaf from that kind of attitude that you want to help your neighbor and help him in a good way, we would see a change in attitude, we would see a change in the manner in which the present leadership, President Ramaphosa, the Botswana president, and other presidents that are seeing what is going on in Zimbabwe, the massive human rights abuses, the people that are being killed every day in the streets by soldiers that are known, and the abductions that are going on in Zimbabwe, and the general poverty that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. If we have that have the same mentality as a KK, Zimbabwe would not be where it is today. Zimbabwe is where it is today because we have presidents that are around us that are behaving like high schools. They cover for each other. They see things that are wrong, things that are not supposed to be happening, elections that are being rigged, and they endorse them anyway. The whole world doesn't endorse those same elections, but African leaders go on and endorse those elections. Those are things that we should learn from the leadership of Kenneth Kaunda, that let's condemn what is wrong and help our neighbors and help each other, because the problems will anyway always spill into our countries. And I want to repeat and reiterate what I have already said, that the highest level of democracy is in most countries that are called democratic, in particular the United States of America, South Africa, Canada, and all the other countries that value transfer of power, that when you have had elections and you lose elections, you know, the humble way, good way, that will ensure that you have legacy, that you leave a legacy, that will ensure that you are more than big, maybe 2 months mourning without other people complaining, you know, is when you hand over power. When you hand over power,
unfortunately, your audio there, Mr. Jokora, it's not very clear. But maybe we can also give a chance to Mr. Sharingira, if you're still on the line, to just respond to what Mr. Jokora was saying before we come back to you, Ntunda.
Yeah, thank you very much, the panelists. I will, however, not respond to Jokora because there's no need for me to respond to that. But I will just emulate the relationship that UNIP, which was the party Dr. Kaunda formed, worked together with its sister party, ZANU-PF. And we see that relationship that has been there between Zambia and Zimbabwe, that relationship has been always solidified. We don't know if you knew that Comrade Kaunda had just wrote a letter to President Edi Mnangagwa, and he was, before he signed the letter, that's when he fell sick, and he couldn't sign the letter, but the letter has been delivered when he was emulating the President of Zimbabwe about the work that he's doing in our country. As you know, for sure, our fathers are the ones who ordain us. Our fathers are the ones who give us wisdom. Our fathers are the ones who shape the way we should rule if we are leaders. We know that at the inauguration of Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, that himself, Father Zambia, Dr. K. Kaunda, he came and he ordained his son, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa. And that's the reason why
You see the way that the president of Zimbabwe, he's been, the heavens have opened for him. When you are not shunning your elders, when you are respecting your elders and you honor them, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, and everything will be well with you. We know that for the president of Zimbabwe, everything is well with him. Everything is well with Zimbabwe. Why? It is because those that we respect, those that we honor as fathers, have ordained us, have blessed us. We were given blessing by His Excellency, the former president, the revolutionist, the pan-Africanist, the statesman, Comrade Dr. Kaunda. He came to Zimbabwe and he ordained our president. And now we see the fruits of that ordination, the fruits of that blessing. Comrade Idi Mnangagwa was blessed. And anyone who speaks against him, anyone who points a finger on him, unnecessarily will never prevail. Viva, Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, viva. I thank you.
Mr. Charumbra, maybe Mr. Tukuru, you can weigh in Tunga before you take it away.
Okay. Thank you very much. I don't even want to, you know, talk about what my colleagues is talking about. Viva what? Viva the poverty. Viva the suffering that we are seeing. Viva those potholes seeing in Zimbabwe, you know. So I saw something on social media that is going about that people should know about. There's this report by Afrobarometer that is saying that ZANU-PF is going to win elections by 37% and MDC will win 26% and something like that. I just want to bring some awareness to the people of Zimbabwe that the same Afrobarometer had a prediction in the 2018 Malawi elections, and they predicted the ruling party that was led by Mutharika was going to win by a landslide. That didn't happen. And in 2018 again, they predicted that Emmerson Mnangagwa was going to win by a landslide in Zimbabwe. It didn't even happen. As you know, President Chamisa won overwhelmingly those elections, and the rigged numbers that we have saw Emmerson Mnangagwa winning by just a very small margin. But the so-called Afrobarometer had said he was going to win by a wide, very wide margin. And we also saw in 2018 public the police and army in Zimbabwe. I mean, that's an insult. How do you trust something like that? Zimbabweans have never trusted the army, have never trusted and can never trust the police that killed their relatives. The army has been shooting people, fleeing people that have shot at vendors in Zimbabwe. How do you trust an army like that? How do you trust a police force like that? An Afrobarometer, a so-called respected analyst, are saying Zimbabweans trust police, they trust the army. There is nothing to trust about them, and what they are just doing right now is a bidding for ZANU-PF, a bidding for African dictators. That's what they do. They are paid to do that. They are based here in the United States of America, some of them, some of the directors, and I can tell you whom they are working with. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF are spending millions of dollars paying public relations companies.
Thank you. Let's close with Reverend Hussein Spanda. Spanda, you see, we see that COVID-19 figures are really going up. 7 people dying yesterday and 371 new infections recorded just yesterday. What's your last word to the people of Zimbabwe about that?
I think we need to continue to be cautious. We need to ensure that we adhere to all the regulations that will prevent COVID-19 infections. But above all, I think it's time we begin to take the vaccine.
Thank you.
I would like to thank all our guests who are here tonight. On that note, we'd like to say have a very good evening. And also for all our fathers out there, happy Father's Day for Sunday. You have a very good night.
Indeed, Marv, because last week we said Happy Father's Day. I guess we're in a parallel universe. But it's this Sunday, and Happy Father's Day, everyone. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.